From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State John Kerry flew from Ukraine to Paris today, and he took Ukraine's new foreign minister with him. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Kerry's trying to get talks started between Russia and Ukraine.
Kerry says it's time to set the record straight about Ukraine. While Russia says it intervened in Crimea to protect ethnic Russians there, Kerry said Moscow is hiding behind falsehoods. Speaking in Kiev, he called on Russia to pull troops back to their barracks and begin talks with Ukraine's new leaders.
It is not appropriate to invade a country and at the end of a barrel of a gun dictate what you are trying to achieve.
Kerry seems to be trying to arrange face-to-face talks between the Ukrainians and Russians. Ukraine's foreign minister hitched a ride to Paris on Kerry's plane. Here, Kerry has a busy day ahead, including a meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Paris.
The Obama administration today unveiled its fiscal 2015 spending plan. According to White House Budget Director Sylvia Burwell, the $3.9 trillion spending blueprint for the fiscal year that begins October 1 would be a roadmap for boosting the economy, fixing the nation's infrastructure, and shrinking the deficit.
It includes fully paid for investments in infrastructure, job training, preschool, and pro-work tax cuts. At the same time, it reduces deficits and strengthens our long-term fiscal outlook.
The proposed spending plan drew immediate condemnation from Republicans, who call it little more than an election year pitch. Suppose there's little chance of making it through the Republican-controlled House, where Speaker John Boehner labeled it the president's most irresponsible budget yet. Los Angeles is joining a growing list of cities effectively banning e-cigarettes from most public places. And Paris Kirk Sigler reports the city council there has unanimously approved the limits.
Los Angeles, cities such as New York, Chicago, and several states have now put strict limits on the use of e-cigarettes, or what's sometimes referred to as vaping. E-cigarettes are battery-powered, and their nicotine vapor is billed as a safer, healthier alternative to conventional cigarettes. Here in Los Angeles, they'll still be allowed in vaping lounges and cigar and hookah bars, but use will be illegal in conventional bars and restaurants, and also beaches, parks, outdoor cafes, and workplaces. The council narrowly defeated an amendment that would have allowed e-cigarettes in bars and nightclubs. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
After three straight months of declines, it now looks as though home prices are on the ascendancy. Real estate data company CoreLogic reporting today its house price index was up 0.9% in January after falling by 0.1% in December. The rise in prices also comes as sales of existing homes fell in January, in part due to cold weather across much of the country, where with supply of available homes on the market somewhat tighter, prices appear to be edging up. One day after markets moved lower, stocks turned the other way today. The Dow was up 227 points. The Nasdaq gained 74 points. This is NPR. Kentucky's governor is now saying the state will hire outside attorneys as it seeks to appeal the judge's decision granting legal recognition to same-sex couples married in other states and jurisdictions. The announcement from Governor Steve Beshear coming just moments after the state's Attorney General Jack Conway said he will not seek a higher court review of the judge's ruling. The move comes just days after a federal judge in Louisville said the state had 21 days to implement a ruling that overturns a voter-approved initiative banning the recognition of same-sex unions. Well, giant BP says it plans to challenge a federal appeals court decision connected to the company's 2010 spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans rejected BP's efforts to block payments to some businesses.
Under a huge settlement intended to compensate those affected by the spill, some businesses that likely suffered no harm from the spill were able to collect money anyway. In a meeting with investors, BP Chief Executive Bob Dudley said the company would ask for a review of the most recent decision in the case.
We remain committed to paying legitimate claims, but will continue to contest claims we believe to be unfounded.
Attorneys for plaintiffs argue BP can't rewrite the deal the company already agreed to. If BP loses, the settlement could cost the oil giant more than the nearly $8 billion it expected to pay. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A signature voice here at NPR for decades, Carl Castle, is announcing effective this spring he will be stepping down from his work on the NPR quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Castle, before becoming the show's official scorekeeper in 1998, was an NPR newscaster for Morning Edition for 30 years. Castle, who's 79, had been flying to Chicago for the past 15 years to take part in Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.